This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, April 3rd. Sorrowful Saturday. Our reading comes from Acts 5, verses 29 through 39. Peter and the other apostles replied, "We must obey God rather than human beings. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus from the dead, whom you killed by hanging him on a cross. God exalted him to his own right hand as Prince and Savior, that he might bring Israel to repentance and forgive their sins. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." When they heard this, they were furious and wanted to put them to death. But a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law who was honored by all the people, stood up in the Sanhedrin and ordered that the men be put outside for a little while. Then he addressed the Sanhedrin, "Men of Israel, consider carefully what you intend to do to these men. Some time ago, Theudas appeared, claiming to be somebody, and about 400 men rallied to him. He was killed, all his followers were dispersed, and it all came to nothing. After him, Judas the Galilean appeared in the days of the census and led a band of people in revolt. He too was killed, and all his followers were scattered. Therefore, in the present case, I advise you, leave these men alone. Let them go, for if their purpose or activity is of human origin, it will fail. But if it is from God, you will not be able to stop these men. You will only find yourselves fighting against God." The Saturday between Good Friday and Easter Sunday is often called Easter Vigil or Holy Saturday. On this day, we reflect in sorrow on the death of Jesus for our sake. Our sins were so serious that, in order to save us, Jesus had to take on suffering so horrible that we cannot really imagine it. But we also look ahead in hope, because we know that on Easter Sunday, Jesus rose in victory over death and conquered the grave so that we can have life. In our reading from Acts today, the apostles of Jesus speak out to the authorities who are persecuting them. The apostles remind the authorities that they had Jesus killed by hanging him on a tree, a reference to Deuteronomy 21, verse 23, as we noted yesterday. These disciples of Jesus are emboldened to speak because they have confidence and power from the Holy Spirit to speak the truth, saying, "We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." Hearing that, the authorities want to kill Jesus' followers. But Gamaliel, a wise teacher, stops them. He gives reasonable advice, and we can be assured that this comes from the wisdom of God. For Gamaliel says, "Let them go, for if their purpose or activity is of human origin, it will fail. But if it is from God, you will not be able to stop these men. You will only find yourselves fighting against God." As we look ahead to Easter, let's remember that nothing, not even death, can stand against the Lord, who loves us. Pray with me. Lord, fill us with hope and trust in you always. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.